Applications case 11916, Custom Siding Home, Inc., or Custom Siding, Inc. seeks variances from the side yard and rear yard setback sections 115-25C and 115-181B and 115-185F of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Cleveland Avenue, approximately 944 feet south of Lincoln Drive. The 911 address is 38847 Cleveland Avenue, Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 533, Map 20.18, Parcel 122. Specifically, they're requesting an 8.3-foot variance, a 5-foot variance, an 8.2-foot variance, and another 5-foot variance. Release, no letters in support, one mail return. We did receive one letter in opposition. And that letter states that we own lot 18 adjacent to the north of the property where the variance is requested. We request the board deny two items in the variance request, and that would be for the rear yard setback and the side yard setback for the HVAC system. Regarding the rear yard setback, allowing a building of a multi-story home beyond the standard rear yard setback will interfere with our view of open water that we have enjoyed since we purchased this lot in 1998. We are very concerned that this variance will have negative impact on our resale value of our home. For the board's consideration, they providing two pictures, and then one is a picture from the rear yard showing the open water when they purchased a lot in 1998. The second picture, and I'll hand this down for you to take a look at. The following is a picture of the rear yard showing the open water in January 2017 from their deck. If they, the variance is granted, they put in a little block in the over laid a photo of where the view, yeah, they inserted a block of where their view would be limited. And then the side yard setback related to the placement of the HVAC system. They're concerned about the placement of the heat pumps and the side yard setback and the proposed location. The heat pumps will be adjacent to our deck and family room windows, creating a concern of unwanted noise. And that they request that the board ask the builder to locate the heat pumps on the south side of the house where there is more room and won't poise a noise concern. If the board must grant a variance for the HVAC system, please require that it be placed as close to the street as possible, 17 feet off Cleveland Avenue, to match the foundation with a sound barrier fence. And then they cited the applicant's statements for that, their responses to their criteria, and it's signed by Benjamin and Julia Moses at 38843 Cleveland Avenue. And I'll hand this down for you to read.
Thank you. Please come forward.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Charles Hayes, 28 Silverberry Street, Georgetown, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
And we do have a copy. I think Janelle's trying to get up with you before. This is a copy of your answers to your application. I don't know if you had a copy of that.
Good evening. Please tell us what you hear and address the standards for granting a variance.
I can't hear you right.
I said, please tell us what your request is and address the standards.
Yes, I'm requesting a variance for setbacks, and it's a canal front lot that's in Cape Windsor, and it's a standard lot in there that everybody is doing the same thing to match up everywhere in the rear sides. And like I said, I'm seeking 15 foot in the rear, 5 foot on the side. The driveway side will be 17 foot, which will pass the county code. I got a couple examples here on what I'm doing with the house aside of me that the people, saying that I'm going to block their view, which everything's going to be lined up completely.
You can submit that if you'd like.
Let me give you a couple of these. I got a letter of acceptance from the Cape Winter community. And in the deeds, I got the covenants, And as far as the heat pumps, I got how quiet these heat pumps that I'll use. So I got some examples here.
Do you need this?
Nope. We have that one.
Okay.
No need to be nervous.
I am. I'm not a very good speaker.
That's okay. You're doing fine.
You want me to go over this, the unique of the property?
Standard, yes. Please address those and convince us.
Due to the narrowness of the lot, this house will look proportioned to the lot size and the houses on each side of it, plus on each side of the street. I'm asking for the same variance that they have got and cannot otherwise be development. Well, Cape Windsor Association accepts new homes and properties on each side will match the 5-foot variance that I'm asking for. Not created by the applicant, due to the mobile home park changing to the housing development, needs more setbacks for a house to set on there. Will not alter the character of the neighborhood. All newer houses on Cleveland Avenue has been granted a 5-foot variance, and due to the size of the home and parking area, and the dock setback of 15 foot. And parking is a major issue in there. That's why I use a little more room in the back so we can get a car in there. And the minimum variance, Cape Windsor will accept all setbacks that I'm asking for, and they are written in the bylaws.
Sir, is this your house? It's set back farther from what they're saying. They're going to block you. You're going to block their view, but you're back farther than they are.
I'll be right even with them.
By this drawing, you're farther back.
Can I come up there a second?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that drawing, there's their house, and there's yours. You're farther back, right?
Here's the rear of the property.
Here's
the canal. I'm 15 foot. They're 15 foot, and I will be 15 foot.
Okay.
Now, this is the driveway.
So this is your driveway. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, that's I would say the front.
So everything's going to be in line. Now, is the rest of the places all in line like that?
They're all in line like that. I don't know if you can show on that map, but here's
you got to hand them all to her so we can see them?
Here's some pictures where they're lined up completely. Here's where some of the heat pumps are. Here's where Mr. Moses' heat pump is.
And we're going to keep these?
You can have them.
Okay.
And there's that, and here's the crawler canal. That they're the 15 foot too. So they're all 15 foot.
Okay.
Completely.
Ms. Cornwell, do you know that the adjacent property is a variance?
The adjacent property to the south, so this one, mm-hmm. this one, mm-hmm. This one, all have variances. And then if you go up further, there's at least another half dozen, 8 more on this street alone. Have all received variances for all types, front yard and front, rear, and side yard setbacks.
Okay. And so 123 or 18 has had a variance, is that correct?
121 and 115, 120 and...
Because it's 123 is in the one that is in opposition, correct?
Yes.
I believe so, yes.
And it would appear that if his drawing is correct, that they either have a variance of 5 feet or need one.
Well, what I have is the last 5 years, and we would have to do a little bit more research, but there have been numerous variances granted in Cape Windsor.
Sure.
And beyond the last 5 years that I have easy access to.
And the side setback is... Is it a 5-foot setback or a 10-foot on the side? Because if so, then why doesn't the dwelling need a 5-foot setback or a 5-foot variance?
Okay.
I see the 8.3 feet for the HVAC unit, but I don't see anything for the structure.
So we noted it in the back. We may not have caught it on yours, but it is circled in the back that it is 5 feet, and the side yard setback in Cape Windsor is 10 feet, so they do need a 5-foot rear yard setback, and they need a 5-foot rear yard setback in the...
Side yard setback.
5-foot rear yard, a 5-foot side yard, and then...
8.3 for the
8.3 for one of them and 8.2 for the other.
Okay, so I just want to make sure that we had that covered, that they do need that variance for the dwelling as well.
Yes, they are asking for 4 separate variances.
Okay.
2 of them are for 5-foot setbacks, 1 for the rear yard for the house and 1 for the 5-foot for the house on the side.
Okay.
And there's no front yard setback needed, correct?
No, the front yard setback is 5 feet.
Imagine that.
The side yards are 10 and the rear yard is 20. Gotcha. In Cape Windsor.
Gotcha.
But what I'm seeking is nothing out of the ordinary for down there. There's I talked with the president about a couple weeks ago. There's over 40 or 45 variances. That's the same thing I'm asking for. That's already been done. Any new home in there, they're doing the 15-foot in the front.
Right. I understand. And we don't grant variances just because everybody else has
one.
Right,
I understand.
We grant them... When an individual such as yourself can convince us that you meet the standards for granting a variance, and so and you're pretty certain about your measurements on the neighbor's property from the canal, 15 feet.
Yeah, I measured it personally. Yes.
Okay. So one would assume that either they have a variance or they need a variance.
Are you telling me they don't have a variance? Or just...
We don't know, because the records that she checked went back 5 years.
Okay.
We have some pretty old records in our archives, and some of them are paper and very distant from access.
The piece of property that I wanted to build on, it was the old mobile home I tore off from there completely.
Okay. And did it meet all the setback requirements?
No.
No? Okay.
I have a... Do you want a copy of that survey?
No. I'm just asking the question.
Okay. No.
Okay.
So that piece of property had variances, too?
It what?
It had variances, too?
Well, it was real close to the property line. It was only like 2 foot from the side yard property line.
Okay. Yeah. Now, in the opposition's letter, they made a request that the HVAC system be placed in the front and with a screen, if you will, something because of their family room and so forth, and noise and whatnot. And I know you submitted something attesting to the noise level of the HVAC unit. Is there a problem in placing that HVAC unit in the front?
That would be in the way of the garage and all. And I do have I don't know if I gave that to you or not. I had a letter state from them that they would accept it if it, on the 5-foot side, if it was back further. And I have no problem doing that. In fact, do you see where that...
Back further as in closer to the road?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But you would still need the 8.3-foot variance. Is that correct?
Yes.
Or, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So you don't have a problem with that, then? You don't have a problem doing that, then?
No, I can move it back.
Yeah.
I have no problem. I can move it back. As long as it's on that 5-foot side, I can move it back. In fact, it'll be, like, not even center of his driveway. It'll be back further than that on, if you look at that one plan.
Is there a reason why you can't put it on the other side of the house?
There's going to be sidewalks, driveway, deck, a wraparound deck. A wraparound deck goes around there completely.
On lot 20 or on 19 or whichever, the opposing side.
19.
Is that...
I built that house, too. That's not 19. That's probably a lot 18. The heat pump's on that side.
Okay.
They're always on the back side of the...
On 20, I'm sorry. On lot 20, that... appears that it's within close proximity of the side yard property line as well. So I guess it's safe to say that that's the way the houses run on that street, is 5 feet from the property line, correct?
Yeah, exactly. And that there, that's been tore off from there, and a new house been built on there, too.
Okay.
Which one?
I have a survey of that one, too.
The one, 20.
20, okay.
I have a survey of that one, too, where the heat pump and everything's at.
Okay, do you have anything else you want to add?
Not really. I think I got enough proof that, you know, I'm not doing anything out of the ordinary. I'm staying within the guidelines of the community. I'm going with the covenants that they got. I talked with the president, the vice president. Everything that I'm seeking is fine, and yeah.
Okay. Are there questions for members of the board?
What's your square footage of your proposed home?
It's a two-story house. It'll be 2,600 square feet.
Okay. So it's not. Yes. It's not huge.
It's not huge.
Three-story or anything.
No.
Okay. So it's comparable to the neighboring properties.
Yes, it's houses. Very comparable to the one to the right, because I just built it 2 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
That lot 19.
20.
Or lot 20, I should say.
Lot 20. Yeah, that's not there anymore. And I got a survey of exactly how that one looks.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, I got some questions.
Absolutely.
I don't know if Mr. Workman's got
it. No, I'm finished.
One, can I see that survey referred to a survey with what it looked like with the mobile on there?
Yes.
If you don't mind, I'd like to take
give
a look.
Give me a second.
Or other members, board members can have a look at that too. Because you had mentioned that this proposed dwelling encroaches no further than that one did. Is that correct?
It's, say that again.
This proposed dwelling encroaches no further than the previous dwelling on the property.
No. In fact, the other one was like within 2 foot of it.
So you would say this proposal is less of an encroachment than the old dwelling?
Yes.
Yep. It was a single story. It was a single story, the old one?
The one I'm building?
No, the old one.
Yes, it was an old mobile home. Here's all kind of pictures. They always say happy with it. You know how they were down at that time. They were built in the 60s, like a 68, 69 mobile home.
Is there a reason why you're not moving the home closer to Cleveland Avenue?
Yes, very good reason. Parking is a very big problem down there, especially near the end of that street. Everybody parks out on the road completely. The houses I built, I can put like 3 cars across the end. That's what there's 17 foot left from the.
So, park. I'm just looking at your survey here. So what I'm seeing is, it looks like, because you'd mentioned there's a garage. So I'm guessing is that a 2-car garage in the house or a 1-car garage?
1 car.
Okay, so you're going to fit 1 car basically underneath the home or?
Yes, and a bedroom will be on the opposite side of it.
Okay. And then I'm guessing you've got space for 1 vehicle between the house and the road?
It's going to be close. It's going to be 10 foot there. You know what I mean? And then the sidewalk runs up there.
Well, it looks like from what I'm seeing, the edge of your property to the edge of the house is 17 feet. So that's what I was wondering. There's 17 feet between the two. Yeah. So
according to the survey,
I put a 5-foot deck on there.
You're putting a 5-foot deck in the front yard?
No, on the opposite side of the right.
Well, I'm talking the front yard.
Oh, the front, 17 foot.
Yeah, I'm talking your house to Cleveland Avenue.
Yeah.
So that's where your garage is going, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So you're going to fit 1 car in your garage.
In the garage, and 3 on the driveway.
3 on the driveway on the Cleveland Avenue side of the home.
Yes.
Okay, and then are you parking cars on the side of the house as well?
No, that'll be all landscaped with a, like I say, sidewalk and.
So walkway area.
Walkway, yeah, like exactly.
That. Okay, all right. I wasn't sure if you were trying to park vehicles over
no.
there. Is there a gap between the edge of paving on Cleveland Avenue and your front property line?
A gap between what? Say that again.
The edge of paving and your front property line? Like, your front property line's here, does that Cleveland Avenue butt right up to it, or is there a distance between where your front property line is and where the edge of paving?
You mean a right-of-way for the
correct.
Association? Yeah, there's a few feet there, yeah, where the utility line goes through, plumbing
okay.
line.
And this proposed porch, is that going to be enclosed? Is it a one-story porch, this one that kind of shaped like a L or?
No, it will not be enclosed.
Okay, so it's basically like an open deck?
It's an open deck on the bottom, balcony on the top.
Okay. Did you look at trying to build something that would fit within that envelope? Or is that, you know, about as small a house as you can fit there?
When you put a garage underneath it, that's as small as you can really get. You only got it like from that garage up, like 20 feet left.
And the reason you can't put the HVAC or the gas tank in the south side of the property is because you've got landscape in there? Is that what you were saying?
Well, there's going to be south side. The south side, that's where...
You're going to be a little over, almost close to 2 feet from your property line in the north.
Yeah.
Question was, you know, can you move that thing, that tank and the HVAC stand to the
that's
other
gonna
side?
That's going to be on my entrance side, sidewalk, entrance side. And where I'm putting it on the north side, which you're looking at, it'll be really in the Mr. Moses, the driveway side, like everyone is, you know. I got other pictures, if you want to see them. I got about 10 or 12, and every single one of them is on the...
They just go flow on that north side?
Yes, every single...
You kind of got your space on the south side,
yeah.
House kind of close to your north side, and then your, you know, those utility things on the north side.
Yeah, there. Every single one of them.
All right. I've got no further questions. Thank you.
You said you're going to move it. You moved the air conditioning and everything up closer to Cleveland Avenue, right? Your air conditioner and everything, you said you'll move it up farther away from their house?
Absolutely.
So is it going to be closer to your bedroom?
It'll be closer. It'll be there'll be a downstairs bedroom there, but I'll line it up with a closet that's right in front of there.
Okay.
I would say it won't be over from the corner of the house towards the front of 15 feet.
Because I thought you said you was going to be a bedroom there, so you're moving it toward your bedroom closer.
Yes.
Okay. No other question.
Yeah, I got no problem because they're very quiet. They're very quiet units.
Okay. No other question.
If there's no other questions from members of the board or staff, is there anyone here in favor of the application? Show of hand. There's one. And is there anyone here in opposition? I see five hands and three hands. Okay. I guess I can't count. Did you folks want to state your opposition? Okay. Everyone that would like to speak, please come forward and be sworn in.
Mr. Chairman, just a matter of course, I don't know if the person who was in favor wanted to speak.
I'm
well,
sorry. So. Did you want to speak?
Can I speak out to your
death? Yeah, that'll be fine.
Can I say one more thing before I get down to you? Then I won't have to come back.
Speak now or forever hold your peace.
On one of those pictures that I gave you, there's a tree right where their porch is lined up completely, like a tree this big. So I don't know how, if anybody's blocking anybody's view, they're blocking their own.
Okay.
So I'll just bring that up, okay?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. What I'm going to do is get your name and swear you on at the same time, and then when you go up, if you can just state your name for the record when
all
you
right.
speak.
So. Ben Moses, 38843 Cleveland Avenue, Selbyville. That would be my 18.
Okay. You can wait right here.
Julia Moses, 38843 Cleveland Avenue.
James Kalepis, 38838 Cleveland Avenue.
And can you spell your last name?
Koulepis.
Thank you. And do all three of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
All right. And one at a time, just have at it.
Right. So.
And just state your name again for the record, so we
Ben
have
Moses.
Thank you.
Okay. So, we built the house. We bought that lot in '98 and built in '99, and the applicant lives actually in lot 40, I think it is where he lives. And he built lot 20. He doesn't live there. He built it. So his, you know, interest was that for profit. And this is another build for whatever purpose, whether they live in it or sell it or whatever. But he's been building in it. I know you read what I had sent you. and I don't know how much of that needs to be covered, but I want to say that the side setbacks are consistent in the neighborhood. 5 foot on the north side is what they've been doing. And opposite the street, it would be on the south side, the opposite. Everything's offset slightly different. And I don't have an issue with the side setbacks, and I think it does maintain consistency for the neighborhood. The placement of the air conditioner was my concern because the house, which is currently on lot 20, which is a new home that was built very recently by the applicant, we hear that air conditioner quite loud, and I know what it sounds like because we hear it when it runs, and it's had service issues and not, I'm not sure, but we just are saying, look, if you're going to put it there, let's move it away from my windows and porch and deck. Okay.
So as he stated, you're fine with him moving it closer to the road, but
yeah, as long as it's down there towards that 17 foot mark. And then as far as bedrooms and stuff, that's a 2-car garage. That is against a wall that is an unfinished space. So there could be more above that. But you know, my air conditioner is right outside my master bedroom, which is the last room next to the street. So okay. I know how noisy that is just for me. But so so that's my concern there. The old unit there that was on lot 19, actually the only real encroach is that pop out that you see on my side, and that pop out caused it to be in that setback. So the whole unit wasn't. It was a little pop out that was about, I don't know, maybe 6 feet or so. It wasn't that big. And that was probably what encroached the most. And then I provided a number of pictures, and I think that there's some important things to address. First of all, when I read the application for the setbacks, and I heard you with the previous applicants go through that, I didn't see where the answers to the five items that were supposed to be addressed were. It was like another question was answered. And when you talked about the uniqueness of the property, you know, due to the lot size and having the houses consistent with the houses on each side. My house is 1,400 square feet. It's not a big house, and I'm a single-story home. And when my foundation is 24 feet back from the setback, well, Jimmy and I actually measured that together, and then
from
towards that, I have
24 feet from the canal?
24 feet from the canal, the foundation of the home. And then what you see forward of that is deck. Okay. And you'll see the pictures that I provided that already, as well as I wanted to give you some more that I took just today, so you could see that it's not like I have buildings and things in the way. And of course, I sat down with my neighbors to the north and said, I want to build this house. I want to walk through it. And Joan and Roger and I sat down. We went through it in a great over coffee, and they were completely fine with everything we did. In this case, I'm losing a lot of view, and I wanted to share this with you if that's something I can do.
I have a question, though, on when you say you're 24 feet back.
We're going to keep these. Okay.
I see. It appears right there where the number 18 is.
Yeah. So
that's decking.
This is decking, and it is actually the entire foundation is 4x4 spaced, I think, 6. Okay.
But
feet on center. It's screened.
It's screened in. So you have a roof there.
I have a roof there over a screen room.
Okay.
And
you
12 feet.
So you
and
were granted.
This is all open on this side.
So you were granted the same variances that he's asking for.
I was granted a variance for my deck, yeah, and screen room.
Covered screen.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, with the permission of my neighbor to the front, because I was going to block their view with anything, and they said, hey, let me see it, let me do it, and they approved it. Now, for me, and I just provided, and I want to clarify something else. I went through with my wife this morning, and I provided three pictures. I took aerial prints from Google, which I know you have here, and we went and measured a number of homes. We didn't have the time to measure all of them, but the ones with two red dots are new homes, and the ones with orange dots, and ones with one orange dot are not new homes, but had been replaced from the original, most of them, with maybe a modular home or something like that. So they're not the originals. But those are the ones that are not in the 15-foot setback. These are the ones that are further than that, 20 or more feet. I think one was 19 feet. I don't know why it was 19 or whatever. And the walls vary a little bit in there, but it isn't consistent. And it isn't consistent on new and it is consistent on older, new, you know, older, replaced, or older. So, and those are again, we just went in the general area. We thought it was important to hit around our canal and do that. And I'll also say that at the very end, if you look at area lot one, the new houses tend to face the water. You can see every one of those are within the 20-foot setback. And again, I'm not addressing the side setback. I'm fine with that. I'm only addressing the water side setback or rear setback. If you look at aerial number two, what's interesting about that is you see the lot. I put an orange square around aerial number two, and that's the lot that is applied for. And if you go straight to the end where the builder's lot is, here and all those, that the builder's lot is the only one that is not, it is in the setback area. The other four are new homes. The other four have one new home in it, and the other ones that are not in the setback. And then these are all three new homes, and they're not in the setback either. So there's a lot of, I provided three pictures where I highlighted a bunch of them that don't. So there is some that get it and some that don't. And I think those that got it didn't have opposition, and I'm concerned about my view. So I provided another picture that's from the inside of my house. And you know, you could talk about the tree if you want, because you could see the tree is in the corner between these windows, but I provided you the large picture there. That's from the inside. And I'm standing out there with two poles. One of them in my right hand, and I dug a hole exactly the center. I showed it to Charlie, actually, and it was on the 15-foot by 5-foot corner that he's asking for. And the other one is on 5-foot still on the side setback, but on the 20-foot line. And you can see how much impact it has on my view. And we're not talking about a deck like I have where you could look across it. We're talking about a two-story solid wall, because his deck's going to be on the opposite side of the building.
Excuse me, if I may. Didn't you say your deck was enclosed?
No, it's a screen room.
It's a screen room.
It's a screen room with screen.
So that is, so your neighbor can't see through your screen room to the
neighbor. The neighbor and I sat down and I asked them permission to build the screen room, and they absolutely gave me permission to build my screen room.
Can the neighbor see through your screen room?
In part, they can. From there, when they're sitting on their deck, they could see through my screen as though looking through screen. So it's not, they can't see through my roof, because, which is, I guess, at 8 or 9 feet tall, but, and they can't see through the 4x4 posts, which are solid, but they could see through the screen from so far to the ceiling.
Sir?
And then,
go ahead.
And then anything that I would do, including planting a tree or shrubs, I would ask them permission to do it, and they gave me the same respect in return.
Would you have had a problem if he put a similar screen room at that distance on his property?
No, I think that having a screen room is perfectly understandable.
Okay.
One-story
screen room.
Yeah, I just don't want to see a solid wall going two stories high, because even if I was to put on a second-story deck or anything, I couldn't even see over that, because it's going to be two-story solid wall, no seeing through at all.
So your issue is with the solid wall rather than it being some sort of structure there, perhaps.
Yeah. I mean, most of what you see here on those pictures that I provided, and those that you see, a lot of the variances are mostly decks. I mean, they're mostly just deck rooms. And some of them are see-through screen rooms, and some of them are decks. But I made it a point that, with the orange dot pictures, to show you ones that aren't in that area of the 15-foot setback.
Would you happen to have a survey of your property?
Of mine? No, I didn't think that I needed a survey of my property, but I thought it was on the application.
Not of yours?
No, I thought it was on his application. That's why I didn't think to bring it, so. And I don't have his application either, so.
Sir, by sitting on your deck, you can see then, right? By sitting on your deck, you can see all the areas you wanted to see?
Yeah, I provided.
By sitting on the deck, not in the house.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So you're fine sitting on your deck outside.
Right.
Okay. Inside, how about the people next to you? I mean, they can't see through your house either, can they? sitting in their house. They can't see down the...
I'm not...
Yeah, my house, this room that I'm taking a picture of is 24 feet back from the wall, not 15. That whole room and all those windows you see are 24 feet back from the wall or more.
That's not your screen room, is it?
No, that's my living room. That's inside. And I think you're talking about my house, my structure inside.
Yes, your structure, yes.
Right.
So if you built your house 20 feet instead of 24 feet from the line, then you would have more view. Is that correct?
I would.
Yeah.
I would. But I wanted to put my decks there. So I couldn't. Because we were one of the first people, I think, to do a custom-built home in that neighborhood in 1999, and we did not want to, we wanted to put the house part back, the living room and dining room is the interior part back so that we could have deck room without encroaching on, have a variance issue.
Well, but you do have a variance issue.
Well, I mean, we had applied for a variance.
Right.
Yeah.
So you don't find it in the least bit hypocritical that to ask to be opposed to something that you've already been approved for?
I'm not putting my whole house and foundation out there.
You were approved for a 5-foot variance, and now you're opposed to him having
it. I was approved for a 5-foot variance, but that was for deck and screen room. It wasn't for the house.
You were, okay.
Maybe I'm naive and don't know any better, but we've enjoyed this view for 17 years and have had no, I've shown you pictures from when I bought it to last year and this morning. So, I mean, I've had a view that I have not been hampered, it's being taken away, so.
If I may, this is Julia Moses. The neighbor that you keep referring to that has already existing there, we actually built our houses almost at the same time. We were the first stick builds to be built in the neighborhood. But if you were able to look at their variance, they did the exact same thing. And in fact, they brought their house out farther. So their porch is half the width, the depth of ours. But they did the exact same thing because the variance was you could make your foundation to 20 feet. And we got, both of us got a variance for decking to go 15 feet. Both of us were very much in accordance with each other, talking to each other, saying, this is what we want. And it does sound hypocritical, and I can understand that. But on the other hand, what they have, it isn't really relevant. It's what we have now looking forward because we, discussed everything with them.
And Ms. Cornwell, correct me if I'm wrong, but a first floor deck, open deck can encroach 5 feet, correct?
Correct, an open unenclosed deck. Right.
So you're talking about two different things. You're talking about a deck, and then you're talking about an enclosed deck, porch. So you were granted 5 foot. I guess I just don't understand how someone
granted 5 foot, not because we wanted our deck to go out that far with the left side of it to have a screened in area that was square.
Well, one side is completely closed, right? Is the whole screen porch completely open?
You got a solid wall on one side or not? It is 26 feet wide, and out of that, I've got 14 feet of open deck and 12 foot of screen with 4x4 post.
All the way around?
Well, on three sides.
Three sides, so you got one solid.
Well, that's my house. The solid side's my dining room inside. Yeah, my sliding glass door goes into the house.
Okay.
So it's three sides. The house stops at 24 feet, and then it's a 12-foot square.
Okay.
And then it's open deck all the way toward the south.
So you said before, how you expect them to put their new house? You want it open like that, screen completely open so you can see through it?
No, I didn't say that. I said that my view is going to be blocked completely. Well,
you said your neighbor could see through your screen.
Yeah.
My neighbor we sat down and she agreed. They both agreed. He had since passed away, but they said they were fine with putting up a screen room, and it didn't bother them.
You said your neighbor could see through your screen.
They can.
Okay. Well, would you have an objection to him doing the same thing?
No, I wouldn't, because it would be the same thing. No, I'm not, I know that there's people that have approved some things, and some people that care more about their views than others. But, you know, there's a lot of inconsistencies here. Things aren't all the same. Even the new homes here, there's plenty of them built without variance, including all the ones I've noted.
What's your front yard setback from Cleveland Avenue to your home?
Well, the setback itself, I don't know, but it's enough to park a car. I actually have 5 parking spots. I have 1 at the end, sometimes 2, and then I have 4 in the driveway. And I can show you, you can see 3 cars parked there right now, but I could actually fit 2, and then 1 or 2 more on the end of the house. That's a 26-foot spot, so that's where I park all day.
And I believe Ms. Cornwell stated earlier that it's 5 feet, the setback on the roadside is 5 feet.
Yeah, I don't know. I know our property line is shy of the easement. Like, there's a utility easement that's like 5 feet or 8 feet or something, and then there's our setback, which I don't think I have a variance on the street side, so it's probably 10 feet would be my guess. I'm not sure.
Okay.
So just to be clear, your objection is just to the rear yard variance,
yeah,
provided that HVAC systems are
made
closer to
Cleveland
Avenue.
To be honest with you, I'm looking to retire to the home, and I don't want the view obstructed if I can avoid it. So that's what I'm hoping. So whether somebody didn't care. See, he owned that lot and built the one next door, so he didn't have anybody to contest it because he owned it. And when I built my place, I went to my neighbor first, and if she would have contested it, wouldn't have had an issue of saying, okay, it'll be open deck instead of a screen roof. But they were absolutely fine with it and said, we're doing the same thing. I said, okay, fine. But I went to them first. And that tree was there before I ever moved in, the one he's talking about, and it provides shade on a hot day. So we're okay with our tree. But, I'm not trying to do anything other than protect my view and the value of my home. I think when you deal with waterfront, you know, your view impacts a lot of purchasing power and value to a buyer. You know, they'll pay more for a better view. So, and in the diagram, you see how much it takes out. I mean, it's probably like 20% of my view or 15% of my view. That 5 feet adds up to a lot from in my family room where we sit.
So you're more worried about your seeing in your family room, your view, than your deck.
Yeah, that's right. Where we all winter long, that's where we sit and look out. Jimmy comes over for coffee and we sit there and look at the water and talk. So it's just the way we set up the whole house. It was all about seeing
yours
the water.
Yours is a single story house.
It's a one-story, yeah.
So this two-story is going to really...
Yeah, it's 26 by 52, I think.
Which we knew it was happening. I mean, it's going all over the place. It's, you know, it's inevitable. We like our little home, but everybody's going up 2 stories.
So if it was open, you'd have no problem with that.
No, I think that's only fair.
Okay.
So, I mean, we appreciate your consideration. When we looked at the criteria for the variance, you know, just reading the text that was handwritten doesn't answer the question that you asked. And I thought you should consider that as well. So that was seemed to be consistent on all 5 points.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know, did you wish to speak, sir? I know you didn't.
Well, I was... Mine would be, I just wouldn't want it happening on my home, you know.
You're supporting what he said.
Well, yeah, because on my side,
if he lives right here.
I'm right here.
Your lot 17?
No.
I'm sorry.
But I'm saying, you know, I wouldn't want a builder to get this lot and move this building ahead, you know.
Okay.
Which would be my concern.
Okay. Thank you. Just want to make sure you had a chance to speak. Thank you.
Ma'am, you said you wanted to speak.
Yep,
you get sworn in too, ma'am. Come on up. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Phyllis Hayes, 28 Silverville Street, Georgetown, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
The screen porch that they have is enclosed with a roof. The screen porch they have is very dark. You cannot see through. They, their porch out front is 15 foot from the bulkhead, just like we're asking for. So their driveway in the back is very tight. The way he parks his truck is sideways. He can't really get in because he has a big boat that's sitting there. So he really can't get in that good. So he sits along the side, almost to the road. A lot of these new homes that's going through there now, they're trying to allow space so people have space to park. And that's pretty much all I have to say.
Okay.
You know, I just want to let you know, they do have the screen porch, and it is closed, and they do have the roof over it, and they are out, just like we're asking. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Anyone have any other questions?
I'd ask him a question.
Yeah. Mr. Workman would like to ask you a question.
Oh. No, him.
You, sir. He would like to ask you a question.
Would you consider screening that in, that part, where his porch is going all the way across with it?
The porch is not going all the way across.
Would you consider doing that so they wouldn't block their view?
I have all my plans drawn up, the floor plans, the surveys, everything done completely. I'm not asking for nothing out of ordinary. Can I show you this picture one more of his? He says that he has an open porch. There's not no open porch. It's a structure with a roof over it. And the same with his brother that was up there. If you look at those three, they're all 15 foot. Every one of them, they're all 15 foot. Everybody's using it. And they got to use every piece of the property up to get a driveway and you know, a decent house in there.
Can you answer question number three again for me, not created by the applicant?
Yeah, that there.
But we're both down hard here.
Yeah, not created by the applicant. Well, due to the mobile home park changing to a housing development, you need all the setbacks you can to put a house in there. You know what I mean? A decent sized house. He used a lot longer. He don't have really had no parking in the back. And see, I'm making a shorter house, but two story. Everybody's going two story to get more square footage out of your house. So you have a nicer house, you know. But the bottom line, everybody's still 15 feet. So is he and his neighbor.
Is this house for you or for you're going to sell it?
We're undecided. I have a house right in that development right now, right on the front. Mm-hmm. And the older we get, you know what I mean? Like all of us are getting a little older, we're thinking about downsizing. And it's very much possible I will go in there. Yes. I'm a retired contractor.
Two-story. You're going to step down to a two-story.
Yeah, I'm in a three-story now. I don't even go to the
third
floor.
Oh, you're in a three-story now?
Yeah, I don't even go on the third floor.
Okay.
You know, the older you get, you just can't find those steps anymore.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Hayes, if I may, you're 17 feet from the street?
Yes.
How does that compare to your neighbor who's opposed to your application?
My neighbor's just talked.
Yes.
He's a lot longer. He don't have it all the way across at the end. He's up probably 30 feet or 32 feet. There's pictures there I gave you. There's pictures there on how long a driveway is. It's a narrow driveway, enough to put his boat and probably one vehicle in there.
What I'm saying is is his property or his house closer to Cleveland Avenue than yours is proposed to be?
Yes. a lot longer house. He's got a longer house. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right. There's no other questions. The chair will entertain a motion. Again, chair, entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like some more time to think about this one. I would make a motion we table case number 11,916 till our next regular meeting.
I have a motion to table the case. Is there a second?
Second.
And all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carried. Your case is tabled until our next regular meeting. The hearing is closed, which means that no one else can speak to the case. It's only for the consideration of the board members and to vote on. You can either come to the next meeting, and that's for anyone. Our hearings are on the internet, and you can view our deliberations live. We don't always take care of old business first. Or you can just call the office the following morning to find out the results.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. That concludes the regular business.